Guys, thanks for coming and joining us. This is a great collection of writers here.
Yeah, first time here.
Maybe first time we've ever had this group together. And Chris, this is an incredible new song on your new album, a song called He Lives. Mm. And man, it's just such a great song. Great lyric, easy to sing for the church. And this song has been a little bit of a journey. I know it kind of started, and I think it traversed continents along the way. We were talking about, before we started, this song is actually four writers, all from different countries.
Yep. Yeah.
And we got Canada. Mr. Catalan. Mm-hmm.
UK.
Yeah.
Ruben is from Australia. I'm from Texas.
Big T.
Yeah, that's it, man. It is its own country, you know.
Your
that.
Your family's going to be proud of you.
That's it, man. That's it.
But I love the fact of just seeing the church come together, like in all these different streams, and you guys are creating together. It's just amazing. It's so encouraging. Talk a little bit about the song and kind of the journey of it and how it came about.
Yeah, so good to write with Nick and Ben here. You know, obviously amazing songwriters. I think Nick, the first time I was introduced to Nick was God's Great Dance Floor. Mm-hmm. I mean, hello. That was Nick's riff, that little ba-na, ba-na, that has lit the world up, you know.
Oh, my.
And so, and then they were in town, Nick and Ben, and they were saying, hey, you want to write together? And so our first time to write together, this song comes to be, which is pretty cool. I think you guys had this chorus with Ruben, right? You
yeah,
can't
been
right. carrying
yeah,
this right. chorus mm-hmm. for a while. And I love the chorus. I mean, it's to me, it's just the ultimate Easter chorus, you know. Yeah. There's no, you can't have enough of those songs, you know, to speak of the resurrection and so I had this little verse idea that for something else, and gosh, this was a whole song I think written or something, and I remember and I was like, guys, what about if we mess with the verses a little bit and just kind of tell the story of the gospel in a simple way, you know, and then sing, and then maybe let that amplify the chorus, you know? Mm. Isn't that how it went, I think?
Yeah, that works so well. Because originally, I was struck by this old hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Mm. And it gives this huge list saying, He lives to silence all my fears. He lives, and while He lives, I'll sing. Mm. And that really started it. And then Chris came along to say, let's tell the whole story.
Yeah.
And then it just lets that moment shine. And then we worked on the bridge as well. That sort of then departs a little bit and brings these truths from the New Testament that are so central to then know the same power that raised Christ.
From the dead lives in us.
Lives in us. Yeah.
So it's all this, the idea of the power of Jesus and His resurrection, not only what that means for our salvation, but in our lives as well, you know, personally. And so it's got to, you know, I think it's just so simple to lead to as a worship leader. It's so simple just to... You know, you'll see when we play it. I mean, you can hear it on the record, but it can just be led just like this, you know, in a real easy way.
Yeah. Well, you guys play it for us. We'd love to hear it.
We'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Forever.
Guys, you sound so great together. All the harmonies and everything. Just amazing. Chris, show us what you're playing. We should let people know you're tuned a half step down.
Yeah, it's a half step down, so I'm actually in the key of B, but I'm playing C position on guitar. Okay. So the chorus is pretty simple. The chords are really simple in the song, which is nice, you know, as worship leader, especially when you're singing and trying to play at the same time. It starts in F, and then G. C over E, which adds a really nice thing for the bass, but if you're just a guitar player and you just want to, from heaven to earth, or you can just do that, and it's just as easy. So it's F, G, and C, and then just the kind of the lift of the verse. And from the cross to an empty grave. So A minor to G. He rose, F. Then the F to G chorus, just a C to A minor. F to C, A minor to G. Same thing, F to C, A minor. So that's the verse and the chorus, and the bridge looks very similar, just a little change up. A minor, F, C, G. It doesn't change from there, just A minor. And back to the chorus. So it's really those four chords, really, C, F, G, and A minor, just all different forms. And so that's tends to be a good song. You can just use four chords.
That's right.
And it works.
Yes. And the lyric is so good that it doesn't matter that it's just four chords.
Yes.
So. Guys, thanks so much for coming by. Incredible song, Chris.
Thank you. It with us. Yeah.